In the 1990s, there was no bigger star than Bruce Willis. And nowhere for him to go where he wasn't treated like Hollywood royalty. But almost by accident, Willis found his escape. A tiny town called Haley, Idaho.
I've never been one who's starstruck. I wouldn't walk across the street to meet a movie star. I love Die Hard and some of his other movies. And Bruce Willis is here. That's kind of fun.
Soon, the sight of Bruce Willis tending bar or hauling lumber became surprisingly normal.
He was just there. You'd see him driving around town.
But pretty quickly, the people of Haley started feeling suspicious.
We kept hearing a corporation named Ixnay was making offers to buy some properties right on Main Street. And we couldn't find out who was the force behind Ixnay.
It turns out Bruce Willis didn't just want to live in Haley. He wanted to transform it, to remake the town in his own image. And that's when Haley became something else entirely. Haleywood is a story of big dreams and even bigger tempers.
And he said they smashed my equipment, roughed me up, said they told me to get the out of town.
What happened when the world's biggest movie star took over a tiny old mining town?
He was flying a G2. G2s were the noisiest aircraft, and he would fly in at 2 o'clock in the morning. That woke you up.
It's a tale people close to Bruce Willis have never been keen on telling.
I've done 1,000 interviews. There's a handful that were just a complete nightmare. Bruce was one of those nightmares.
But it's a story the people of Haley are recounting in detail for the very first time.
Something went sour, and if it goes sour with Willis, you're likely to lose.
Join me, Dana Schwartz, as we transport you back to the 90s, to the mountains of Idaho, where the glitz and glamour of Hollywood collided with the small town values of Haleywood. You can listen to Haleywood starting October 27th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.